The upheaval in Libya has sent foreigners racing for the exit. More than 17,000 people have crossed Libya's western border and entered Tunisia in the last few days, according to Tunisian authorities. Most are men who were working in Libya. NPR's Tom Gelton has been at the border talking to some of those who fled.
They arrive at the Libyan border packed so tightly in cars that they're hanging out the windows, luggage stacked high on the roof. Or they come by bus. For all, it's been a harrowing ride. Levant Gulalda is from Turkey. He was working in Tripoli as a civil engineer for a Turkish construction company.
There was some fighting today.
Between here and Tripoli?
From Tripoli, 50 kilometers.
There was some fighting?
Yes, I heard some gunfire. Very bad situation. Road was closed. We went another way.
The town he describes, 30 miles west of Tripoli, is Zawiya, where fierce clashes have been reported. Gulalda and others say Tripoli itself appears for now to be firmly under the control of forces loyal to Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi, at least during the day. At night is another story. Then no one dares venture outside. Once the refugees from Libya reach Tunisia, they have to figure out where to go next. Most are herded onto Tunisian buses waiting in the parking lot. Some go to the nearest airport. People with nowhere else to go are being housed in a refugee camp a few miles from the border, established by the Tunisian military, where they receive food and shelter. About 36 big tents have been set up so far, more are going up by the hour, including a dining facility.
The Tunisian military has set up a mess tent here for these men who have just arrived from Libya. They're giving out their midday meals right now. Each man gets a plate with what looks like saffron rice, chicken, a kind of a potato-carrot mixture, an orange, piece of bread, and a big bottle of water. Actually looks like a good meal.
About 300 people have arrived in the camp by midday. About 20 of them needed medical attention.
Our station is a battalion aid station, composed by one physician and four nurses, and we can receive five patients on bed.
Tunisian Army doctor Ashish Bakir says one woman arrived with fairly severe injuries from traumatic blows.
On the neck, on the arm, and on the leg.
From what?
From traumatism of aggression.
She was beaten?
Aggression.
Was it the Libyan police?
No, from not police. She has been aggressed by civilian.
That woman's experience remains the prevailing story from Libya, abuse at the hands of pro-Qaddafi elements. Several people told me it's because the Qaddafi forces know they're finished in Libya and are lashing out. They insist Qaddafi cannot last indefinitely, but they are careful to stress the difficulty of confronting a regime that is still very well armed. Tom Gelton, NPR News, near the Libya-Tunisia border.